Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alex Cooper, coming to you from MTP Software this morning, and we want to thank them for hosting us as usual. Our next guest is not in the studio, but remotely, is Danny Rosengard from the School of Business at Southern New Hampshire University. He's going to talk to us about entrepreneurship and what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur this morning. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today, Alex?
I'm doing great. So, tell us a little bit about what you do at Southern New Hampshire University. I see their ads on TV all the time, so must be doing something right.
Absolutely. So, as you said, especially if you're if you live in New Hampshire and you work at the school, believe the ads, you see them way more often than you anticipate. But I work in Southern New Hampshire University with the School of Business, and we really strive for an innovative business culture, especially in higher education, making it to where students around the country and around the world can get their education in a new and innovative way by being involved in different programs that allow you to get credit for work that you do without stepping foot inside a classroom for doing that work. So, for example, we work heavily with degrees that you can get your bachelor's degree in 3 years and your master's degree in that fourth year program. And what we do is we work on certain skills throughout the course of your experience at the university and having you learn the skills and then also applying them to real companies and real businesses around the country and around the world. And then being able to present business ideas to different clients, different organizations, and then receiving credit for that. So it's a new way of learning through competency-based learning and education.
Can you tell me a little bit about how I imagine that it's not a typical classroom environment then, because people are doing lots of different projects and working in different environments. How does it all come together to, help somebody earn their degree?
Perfect. So a great example is our Bradley three-year honors program on campus. And what happens is during the course of their semester, they're working they're taking different courses, IT, marketing, organizational leadership, operations, ethics, these different courses. And what happens is they're learning all these very valuable skills throughout the course of the semester. And then at the end of the semester, we bring in either a company, a case study. In the past, we worked with Amazon, Vineyard Vines, Coca-Cola, and we bring them in, and we have these students solve real-world business problems from Coca-Cola and different organizations, and we have them solve these problems and then come up with business recommendations and then present it to members of their faculty, people from the organization, or just regular people on campus, just to give them the opportunity to really explore and learn about what it's like in the business world. And then we feel from if you're able to go in front of an organization and make public presentations and present and really learn and do all this research, we feel the university that you may not need to sit in a public speaking class. So while a traditional student would be sitting in a public speaking class for a 16-week semester, we feel that after you have completed making multiple business presentations throughout the course of your semester, you have successfully gained the skills necessary and the competencies necessary to get credit for that public speaking class without ever having to step foot in a public speaking class.
Mm-hmm. So is there coaching along the way in that particular example on helping people make good presentations and be effective public speakers as part of
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And our faculty work very closely. It's not just faculty and professors, but also, once again, those coaches and those mentors, helping them gain the necessary skills and guide them through the way. We always like to say we like to lay the foundation, provide the resources necessary, and then help guide you to where you need to be as far as these presentations. So there's a lot of mentoring, a lot of guiding, having them look through, having them build that relationship between faculty members and understand that relationship is they're guiding you and mentoring you to that end goal. And helping you learn all those valuable skills along the way, because our faculty do have those real world experiences under their belt.
Excellent. So how did you find your way into the role that you have at Southern New Hampshire University?
So I'm actually from San Antonio, Texas, so a little bit colder, a little bit colder up here than in Texas. But I originally was looking for a university that was a little more innovative, something that really could drive down a good business education. And I did come across, as many people around the country do, a commercial for Southern New Hampshire University. And in Texas, I was like, oh, New Hampshire. I'm not sure if this is people thought I was crazy for wanting to leave Texas and come to New Hampshire. But I believe business is all about risk taking as well. So I decided to come up and take a couple tours of Southern New Hampshire University and other local schools. And after I learned about the Bradley 3-year honors program, getting your degree in 3 years and your master's degree in the fourth year, instead of doing both of those combined for about 6.5 years, I applied to the school and I applied to the program, and I was so interested in it. I said to myself and to my parents, once I, if I get into this program, I'm coming to Southern New Hampshire University and I'm going to take the leap, take the risk, and do it. So a couple weeks after my interview with the program director and the application, submitting my application, I got accepted, and I made my way up to New Hampshire to join Southern New Hampshire University in the Penman for my education, and it's really shaped me and helped me think outside the box and look at things in a different angle and really dig deeper down into the business world .
Interesting. So you didn't choose the online option though. You actually went to the physical campus.
I did, and it was funny because many of my friends in Texas, I told them I was going up to New Hampshire for school and at Southern New Hampshire University, and they didn't know that there was a physical campus. So they said they thought I could just do school home in Texas and do it online. But once again, I believe college is setting you up for the future, and it's all about taking those risks and going outside the box and doing something out of your comfort zone, being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So you also have a bit of an entrepreneurial side to yourself as well that you want to talk about, some of the tips of what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. Do you want to share some of those with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've worked with numerous startups in the past couple of years, a lot of graduates from Southern New Hampshire University, friends. I'm also part of a fraternity brothers. We've worked together, and it's really expanded the network on becoming an entrepreneur and learning the nitty gritty down to the T aspect of what makes a successful entrepreneur. So some of the experiences that I've had are working with different apps, different development companies, working with patent attorneys, people who work with intellectual property, and learning all the different areas and fundamentals of business. So some of the biggest key takeaways I've learned over the past couple of years, and that I always wish to share with other people, is one is you have to not be afraid to take risks. You need to get out of your comfort zone. And once again, as I said earlier, being comfortable with being uncomfortable, because you're going to face a lot of adversity in the business world, and the real world is nothing like college or high school. It's a whole different world, and you're out there to really learn. And I've worked with companies before that have done really well in their journeys, and I've also worked with companies that have also failed before. So I always say that a quote that I love to use is, failure is the best teacher you'll ever have if you let it teach you. So really, they always say that, 90 to 99% of businesses and startups fail. So it's really, if a startup does fail, why did it fail? What was it that made it fail? Or what can you do better? And really doing that in-depth research beforehand and before making business decisions. We see these young entrepreneurs, they're just so amped to make that next jump in, or so focused and just want to get out there, but really they sometimes forget along the path to really do their due diligence, do their homework, do their research, and learn as much as they can. And that's sometimes part of the reason why these companies do fail, is because there's other companies that may be doing something like that, or they don't have the time, the money, the resources. So those are some of the biggest things that I've learned from working with entrepreneurs and working with different companies across the globe. I've gotten to travel to multiple different states. I've been to about 46 out of 50 states throughout in the United States and over, and also we'll be going to Europe in a couple of weeks. So once again, the biggest thing, one of the biggest things is just not being afraid to take those risks and get out of your comfort zone and do that homework and do your research and learn from other people's mistakes. And the last big thing is just networking, reaching out to people, learning about other people's experiences. What did they do that made them successful? What did they do that they may have failed at? And taking those experiences and really helping drive what you're doing in the business world.
Excellent. So one final question. I noticed in your background that you have been an ice hockey official. Has that taught you anything about entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with being an ice hockey official, I think one of the biggest things with entrepreneurship is also communication, being able to communicate with clients, with your customers, communicating with vendors. And I think reffing ice hockey, I've reffed ice hockey through youth level, through junior, through the NCAA, and the communication has really been the key that has helped me succeed, not just on the ice, but also in the real world too, because part of it is how you talk to people, how you interact with people, and how you, and the understanding that you get from learning other people's viewpoints. So ice hockey has been a huge piece to that, and it's also helped drive a lot of those professional skills. Once again, like communication, communication is a big one, and also leadership too, being a person to lead by example, and keeping your mouth shut and letting your work you do speak for itself.
Excellent. So if people want to find out more about you or Southern New Hampshire University, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
So they're more than happy to follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, Rosengard, R-O-S-E-N-G-A-R-D, and always open to chat with anybody who's interested in learning more about me or learning more about the business world, and definitely always here to be a resource to anybody who wants to begin their process in becoming an entrepreneur.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Danny. Really appreciate it. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be right back after these messages.